USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says he's hopeful we'll know by tonight if a debt limit deal's been reached. As debt ceiling negotiations drag on, one major hurdle left to cross is the issue of stricter work requirements in the budget agreement. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said earlier the Democrats are ignoring the public polling on that issue.
Overwhelmingly, America supports work requirements.
Getting any deal through Congress to raise the debt limit in time could still yet be a major challenge. Of course, any last-minute deal in Congress may not get any full readings before the final votes are cast. New York DA Alvin Bragg is sharing new audio recordings in the Trump-Stormy Daniels hush money indictment. The evidence made public in a court filing Friday, Bragg says it's audio recordings of Trump and a witness. The witness not named, and it's unknown when the recording was made or how. With millions more travelers jamming airports across the country, the nation's transportation boss says he's staying optimistic. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He said officials are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system is now able to handle issues caused by that. Buttigieg praised airlines for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Your Memorial Day cookout is going to cost you more this year with inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports things like hot dogs, potato chips, and hamburger buns will cost you more compared to 2022. Even condiments and spices are up over 10% year over year. And alcohol has increased by over 4% compared to last year. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the impeachment proceedings against him are illegal and unjust.
Every politician who supports this deceitful impeachment attempt will inflict lasting damage on the credibility of the Texas House, which I served in.
He made the comments Friday during a press conference that ended without taking questions. A Republican-led state House committee filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton on Thursday, following testimony from investigators alleging criminal acts during his time in office. Americans believe the average family needs a minimum of $85,000 a year to get by.
A new Gallup poll shows a 46% uptick for the average income Americans think a family of four needs to get by compared to 2013. That figure was only $58,000 annually. Gallup adds in the results that a dramatic rise is a sign of economic pressure from high inflation over the last year and continuing on. I'm Dave Collins.
There was a little panic at the White House during a ceremony to honor the national champion LSU women's basketball team. A player passed out while standing on the risers.
Like I said, this is not the first time it's happened. Not to her, but to a lot of folks standing up on this stage.
President Biden went on to praise the team for winning the title, saying they've been an inspiration to girls across the country. He joked that the women's Final Four was a bigger draw than the NBA playoffs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.